Mañana, Mañana. One Mallorcan Summer by Peter Kerr. Read by James Bright. General Franco had developed insomnia. Or maybe he just sensed the approach of spring. Whatever the reason, the diminutive cockerel with the autocratic name and a bossy attitude to match was suddenly bent upon making his early morning presence well and truly felt and heard. Thus the feathered generalissimo put paid to the soporific luxury of the long, silent nights, which had become an accustomed treasure of winter at Cas Mayoral, our little farm nestling among scented groves of orange, lemon, and other exotic trees, in a lush valley hidden away at the foot of the towering Tramuntana Mountains of southwest Mallorca. The cocky little bantam who ruled the roost over at the finca of our neighbour, old Maria Bautha, was clearly determined to ensure that, when he was awake, every living creature in the entire valley would be awake also. And just when everything about our new lifestyle seemed to be settling nicely into place at last. For it hadn't been easy developing the tranquilo attitude, so necessary for living at the relaxed pace of the Mallorcan country folk into whose midst we had so recently moved. An island way of life so laid back, a Spanish temperament so enviably dilatory, yet we had very soon come to realize that we had put down roots in a place that deserved to be dubbed Mañana Valley. And we loved it. Admittedly, it had been something of a shock, adapting to the mainly manual...